This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and G.
We have to talk about Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs, and only because it's always news. And I know we always get threats, okay, on text data of, I'll never listen again. Oh, what is this, the Taylor Hour?
Yeah.
Look, we'll make it brief, okay? We'll just make it brief. She shows up at the game last night.
Dude.
They didn't know if she was going to be there or not.
Did she have a boob job?
Oh, I think she did.
Or is she wearing a Wonder Bra with like push-ups?
It might have been a push-up bra.
Yeah, I think she went to Fredericks of Hollywood. Because, I mean, Fredericks of Hollywood has some great bras.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really do.
Well, I mean, I said yeah, but I don't know. That sounded really creepy.
No, Fredericks has some great bras. Like, you can just be like, I mean, I could be like this, and then if I came in with a Fredericks of Hollywood bra, you'd be like, Shazam!
I think it's a boob job.
You do?
I do.
But when has she had enough downtime?
In fact, I'm rooting for a boob job.
Your hands over your head or move or anything. Like,
yeah,
my girlfriends that had boob jobs, they were down for like, I don't know, 4 weeks.
It'd be hard to dance around.
So from the tour, you're saying, till now, she's not had enough time to recover from the boob job?
That's why I'm thinking it's a push-up bra.
I'm so disappointed now.
I think that when she takes it off, her boobs are on the ground.
Now, she did have a little bit of a... you know, streetwalker look last night.
Oh, those boots?
Boots.
Those boots were made for walking.
And then Travis Kelce. He came out with a brand new look, too. What'd you think?
I don't like it.
It looks weird. It looks creepy.
It does. He looks creepy.
He does.
He looks like Tom Selleck.
Yeah, he does.
Totally.
He looks like a guy that I know that the police here have a bolo out for.
He looks like the young Tom Selleck, you know, when he had that old Ferrari that was really cool back in the day, but now it's super old.
I don't like him. I don't like the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he looked pathetic in a way, and I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it simply because I thought it was a hideous look. The hair, it reminded me of you when you walk into a restaurant and you see some guy sitting there that's 75, 80 years old and his hair is jet black.
Remember we used to have the guy in the parking lot with the toupee?
Yeah. That's what it looked like to me. It's like overdyed, man. You left it on way too long in the shower.
And I picked on, and I'm understanding that I'm going to be a bully when I say these things. But like, I thought Taylor's outfit was a little over the top for the first game. And I also needed her to have a belt. And I don't know why.
It was missing that for you.
It was missing that accessory. And I don't know why. And she has like the best stylists on the planet. So they know what they're doing. So I'm like, maybe I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm like, damn, I needed a belt. And I wanted a belt with like a little hanging, like tassel-y thing, like that went down to her leg a little bit. I don't know. And then I didn't like that her hair was parted on the side.
You did it.
No, I needed that swoop thing. And then the color of her hair bugged me. I either wanted it to be blonde or brown, but this weird, like, I used something in a bottle color was weird to me.
In between, like a dirty blonde.
And, but other than that, I thought she looked great.
And beyond that, we don't even know who won the game. Yeah. We don't even care.
Wait, but I have great news for you. What? Oh, my God. Hold on.
Hang on one second. Before you get to this, because I know where you're headed here with this story.
Oh.
The guy that lost $300,000 last
Barstool guy. Oh.
I saw the bet yesterday afternoon. This guy went, and I saw the receipt, okay? He put down $300,000 on the Baltimore Ravens to win the game, okay? To win it outright. And he loses on that toe touch.
I know.
He lost.
So I follow Barstool Sports. I follow them. And it was so sad because he was watching the game, right? And the guy gets a touchdown for Baltimore, right? And he's so excited because he knows he's still in it to win it, right?
Yeah.
And then they showed the replay where his toe is out. He didn't cuss. He didn't say anything. He just got up and left.
I mean, it's heartbreaking. Literally, when you watch it live, you're like, yeah, touchdown. They tied it.
Yeah.
No.
No. No, they did not. His little toe. If he would have been like, what's our CU coach and had an amputated toe, we would have had a better chance right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you think you guys feel bad for him, think about gamblers like me.
Yeah.
We really feel bad for the guy. It's like, whoa, what just happened?
$300,000.
I was less than 30 yards away last night of taking $20 and turning it into $3,000 last
night. Wait, who says it like that? I was how many yards away?
Well, you don't understand how it
he
works.
He had so many bets on
guys,
it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I showed these guys, like, this guy needed to get 50 yards. He got 46.
I do
this
think guy he has a weird way of looking at things sometimes.
Yeah.
He'll in his mind, he lost $3,000, not $20.
Right.
But really, you only lost $20.
No.
But he also justifies how close he was.
Yeah.
No. I went to bed knowing I lost $20. It's not. I wouldn't have gone to bed losing $3,000. First of all, I'd been shot by the wife, okay? No, I fully understand that. All right, now back to this.
Okay, so this is, I think we should have a party because it's going to be so amazing and so romantic. I just, you know, it's one of those tearjerkers, and that is that the Hallmark Channel is coming out with Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story starring Tyler somebody and Hunter somebody, and it's going to debut November 30th. They've finally given it a date, November 30th, and again, it's called Holiday Touchdown. A Chiefs love story.
Saturday, November 30th.
Now,
for the first time ever, Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
Leave it. All on the field.
How about those
Chiefs?
Holiday Touchdown. A Chiefs love story. All new Saturday, November 30th. Part of Countdown to Christmas. Only on Hallmark Channel.
Ugh. Oh, it's going to be so romantic. It's about trying to be the best Chiefs fan, and it's a judging competition. Also, Donna Kelsey is in it. That's Travis and Jason Kelsey's mom. And Coach Andy Reid's in it.
They're both front center in the trailer.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in it. Oh, it's going to be so romantic. You know what I hope happens in the movie? I hope Donna and Reid get together in it.
Oh.
And they shtup.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bone. They that do the nasty.
That would actually
They rub ugly.
That'd be a great plot line.
After seeing Dad in the press box last night with Taylor, he wouldn't even know it.
Well, they're not married still, are
no,
they?
No, they're broken up.
Yeah. I don't know.
Divorced.
Are they?
Yeah, they're divorced. That's why this could be a real love story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I looked at him last night, overweight, not shaven.
Who?
The dad.
Okay.
That was in the press
Kelsey?
Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kelsey dad.
Because you're kind of describing Reid, too.
Yeah.
I looked at him last night, and I thought, man, oh, man, you're on national TV, man. And then I went to the bathroom, saw myself in a mirror, and I thought, oh, my, I look just like you. I went, shaved, Jamie, look.
Oh,
I shaved.
Sure did.
And I'm like, holy crap, I look just like that guy.
My God.
What the hell?
That's so funny.
I think, now, I don't know if this is true or not. It's just my own personal thinking, okay? But I think right now, with the way it started out with the Taylor Swift and his look last night with Travis Kelce or whatever, I think if you're not a Chiefs fan, they're probably the most hated team in the league right now.
Oh, I agree with you.
Without a doubt.
By the way, Travis Kelce talks about how he doesn't mind being arm candy for Taylor Swift if you want to play number two.
Oh, great.
Sorry.
People have seen you on the Eras Tour. Favorite songs?
Oh, I got a bunch of them. They're all my favorite.
They're all your favorite?
They're all my favorite. Literally, every single one. You see me at a concert, you'll see me singing them all.
He says being the arm candy of one of the world's most famous people doesn't bother him.
It's the life I chose, I guess. I have fun with it. It comes with the territory of, you know, wanting to do fun activities like this and signing up for cool sponsorships like this and endorsements.
Yeah, you don't mind it because it's made you hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah. We're not stupid, Travis. My God.
He was all over the commercials last night.
Oh, I know. I saw like the Pepsi annoying. Or Coke.
And Lowe's.
Yeah, already. But I will say, I think the most fascinating player is the guy with the alligator.
Yeah.
That guy seems cool. There's a guy on the Kansas City Chiefs, and he has a little bitty baby alligator that grew up to be 150 pounds now. And he can't bring it to Kansas City until he gets his permits. But I think the guy with the alligator, they call him like Crocodile Dundee
Crocky
or something.
Crocky J. Is Crocky the, J. Yeah, uh-huh, that's the name of the crocodile.
That guy should be more famous than Travis Kelce.
Yeah, his but name's Carson Steele.
When they showed his picture last night with the alligator, I thought maybe that on social media this morning he'd be catching heat for taping that mouth shut.
Well, it's better than having your arm taken off.
I know, but did you see it?
Yeah.
I mean, they had duct tape around the alligator's mouth. And
because
I thought,
they bite.
PETA's going to be all over.
I don't know what else you would do.
Yeah, PETA.
Tape around it.
I know. Wait, think they'll have like a bark cage for like you have for your dog?
Like a muzzle?
Maybe you don't have a 10-foot alligator in your bathtub.
No, yeah. He grew up with that alligator. They're like super duper best friends.
Yeah. Lau crocodiles
there
who
you
he
go.
Was.
Yeah. That's what they call.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week. With no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.